Daily Rest, Friday, June 16th, 2023. The theme this week is Christian Freedom. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95, verse 1. Free to worship. Old Testament believers did not need to do any invention when it came to how they would worship. Worship was laid out in great detail by God. The location, what was to be sacrificed, even the way that the priests were dressed, all were established by God. There were no debates or meetings to decide what would suit them best. God wanted to set them apart in their worship life and make sure that their hearts were focused on the coming Messiah. Thus, he strictly regulated the worship life of his Old Testament people. This ceremonial law was fulfilled when Jesus kept the commandments for worship. He released his people from worship regulations that were part of their lives for hundreds of years. New Testament believers are granted the freedom to worship their Lord in diverse ways. The essentials of worship are timeless and would remain in place. God is to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. Yet each culture and people would have the opportunity to set up a form of worship that worked best for them to glorify Jesus Christ. Today's Christians have inherited a rich worship heritage and are able to pass that down to the next generation. We can use psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to our heart's delight. We can worship on different days. While the Passover was celebrated only once a year, we can celebrate Holy Communion as often as we would like. In this New Testament era, we also have the blessing of looking back and seeing the fulfillment of Old Testament worship. Jesus is the true Passover Lamb and the ultimate sacrifice for the true Day of Atonement. Heavenly Father, you deserve our thanks and praise for your goodness to us. Direct our worship to you alone, and bless our gatherings around your word. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.